This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Michael Bloomberg's presidential campaign has made a big gamble, and it will be tested in Las Vegas in just a few minutes when he makes his debate debut. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
Bloomberg hasn't been on a debate stage in 11 years and never faced more than one rival at a time during his New York mayoral runs. He'll face several tonight on the Las Vegas Strip, and his team expects fellow candidates to be in attack mode. Tufts political analyst Jeffrey Berry says Bloomberg will have to keep his cool.
Being a powerful leader, but not overpowering, and being able to parry the attacks on him with equanimity.
And at the end of the night, says Bloomberg needs to leave viewers who may not have seen him in years with a strong impression.
People have to look at him and say, yeah, I could see him in the Oval Office.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A lawyer says in a British court that Julian Assange was offered a pardon by the Trump administration if he cleared Russia of involvement in Democratic National Committee email leaks in 2016. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
A lawyer representing WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange told a British court Wednesday Assange was offered a pardon by the Trump administration if he agreed to say Russia was not involved in leaking Democratic National Committee emails during the 2016 U.S. election. The White House was quick to issue a denial. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham said this is absolutely and completely false. At a preliminary hearing in London, lawyer Edward Fitzgerald said then-Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher made the offer to Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London in 2017. Assange is fighting extradition to the United States on spying charges. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN officials